Hello everyone, it's great to see you again in our channel What's New This Month. In November, in the field of patent, SPC awards $1.42 million compensation to Glance at the second instance of patent infringement dispute. Guangdong Glance Microwave Oven Electrical Appliance Manufacturing Company Limited, hereinafter referred to as Glance, versus Zhongshan Make Electronic Technology Company Limited, hereinafter referred as to Make, invention patent dispute case drew wider attention of the industry. In October 2020, Glance filed a civil lawsuit with Guangzhou Intellectual Property Court. The Guangzhou Intellectual Property Court made the first instant judgment that the technical solution used by the accused infringing products did not fall within the scope of protection of the patent rights involved. Make did not infringe Glance's patent rights involved and dismissed all the claims of Glance. Glance was unsatisfied with the first instant judgment and appealed to the Supreme People's Court, SPC. Recently, the SPC ruled Make constituted patent infringement and ordered Make to cease infringement, destroy the relevant molds, and compensate Glance for economic losses of about $1.42 million. The next is about the right of personality. Chengdu Internet Court ruled China's first dispute over the voice right in movies and TV dramas. Recently, the Chengdu Internet Court made the in-court judgment on China's first dispute over voice right in the movies and the TV dramas. The plaintiff asserted that two defendants developed and designed the game involved for profit and used the sound clip of the plaintiff's movies and the TV dramas in the game without their authorization, which objectively constituted an infringement on plaintiff's voice right. Moreover, the game used the personality elements of the plaintiff to form a negative character, which at the same time infringed the plaintiff's general personality rights. The plaintiff requested the court to order the two defendants to make a public apology and compensate the plaintiff for economic losses and mental damage. The Chengdu Internet Court held that the voice and the portrayal of a natural person as the feature of the personality of a natural person has the attribute of the personality right. The two defendants used Hong Lei Sun's voice in the development, production, and operation of the game involved without his permission or authorization from the copyright owner of the movies and the TV dramas that Hong Lei Sun authorized, which constitutes infringement of the voice rights. However, the character image in the game was derived from the role setting of movies and TV dramas, and it was not clearly deviated from the original site. In objective, the game character involved in the case reflected the character in the movies and the TV dramas. The general public, with rational cognition, does not view the surveilling characters as an accurate reflection of Hong Lei's social cognition and evaluation. Based on the interruption of the direct relationship, it did not constitute an infringement of general personality rights. The court ordered the two defendants to apologize to the plaintiff and accompanied the plaintiff for economic losses of about $4,285. The followings are about IP-related policies. The Special Action Plan for Commercialization and Utilization of Patents 2023 to 2025. The Special Action Plan for Patent Commercialization and Utilization 2023 to 2025 was recently approved at an executive meeting of China State Council. The plan clearly specified the four aspects of patent commercialization and utilization, namely general requirements, development goals, major tasks, and organizational support. Secondly, RMB standard of the fees of PCT application in the international phase implemented on November 1, 2023. According to the Memorandum of Understanding for remittance of PCT fees signed between China National Intellectual Property Administration, CNIPA, and the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, as of the November 1, 2023, the China began collecting the fees of PCT application in the international phase on behalf of International Bureau of the WIPO in accordance with the RMB standard published by the WIPO. Then, China's first Intellectual Property Administrative Adjudication Office unveiled in Wuhan, Optic Valley. Recently, China's first Intellectual Property Administrative Adjudication Office unveiled in Wuhan, Optic Valley. The office will engage in handling administrative adjudication of patent infringement disputes within its jurisdiction, collection of infringement clues, troubleshooting problem and evidence collection, investigation, delivery, and other work. The office also effectively integrates sources to carry out legal publicity, intellectual property rights enforcement, and other services for market players aiming to enhance the convenience of intellectual property protection services. The last news is China's State Council approved the draft implementation rules of the patent law at an executive meeting. The meeting stressed the importance of thorough implementation of the plan of CCP's Central Committee on bolstering IP protection and strict enforcement of the implementation rules of the patent law. The meeting also emphasized the need to further improve the patent application and examination system to level up China's patent creation, utilization, protection, management, and service, reinforce the link with the relevant international treaties, and give full play to the important role of patent law in promoting scientific and technological innovation and the development of new industry and new tracks. That's all for this episode. See you the next time.